The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence.
Okay, you're now going to be listening to Old Time Radio, The Saint, Fighter's Contract. Enjoy.
The Adventures of the Saint, starring Vincent Price. The Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris and known to millions from books, magazines, and motion pictures. The Robin Hood of modern crime now comes to radio, starring Hollywood's brilliant and talented actor, Vincent Price, as the Saint.
Templar. Well, if it isn't Randy Patterson.
Oh, Templar, am I ever glad to see you. Just what the psychiatrist ordered. Sit down, old boy. Take a load of... join me in a bowl of porridge.
Oh, thanks, but
I... sirree, am I ever glad to see you. A sight for these bloodshot orbs. Yes, sirree.
I realize I'm a very charming fellow and all that, Randy, but even so, methinks this greeting is just a wee bit over-enthusiastic. Could it be we're leading up to a touch?
Oh, Templar, old boy, leave us not be mercenary.
There's nothing I'd rather leave us not be.
My heart goes out to you, Simon, but not my hand. Say, not bad, I'll use that sometime.
You just did.
No, I mean in one of my books.
You did.
Did I?
Yes, in the case of the hangman's rope, or there's bad news tonight.
Say, that's right, so I did. What do you know? So, you read my books, I'm flattered.
I read that one.
Did you read my latest, The Case of the Dead Man's Limp, or he died with his boots on and they were too tight?
No, I missed that one.
Oh, too bad. Well, that's why I'm glad to see you.
Because I didn't read your book?
No, because maybe you can save my life. I could be killed on account of that book.
Just that one?
Oh, Templar, old boy, you cut me to the quick.
The Case of the Cut-Up Author, or Who Hacked the Hack?
Oh, it's no joke, Templar. You've heard of Kid Waldo?
The heavyweight? Yeah, I've heard of him.
Well, when he was just a punk, Georgie Garnett signed him up to manage him. Lifetime contract. Now the kid is in the higher brackets, and he's still tied to Garnett on terms he no like.
Well, can't he afford a lawyer?
He's got a lawyer, but Garnett swings a mean pen, no loopholes. The contract is ironclad.
And your heart bleeds for the kid, and you're afraid you'll bleed to death, I see.
Not exactly. You see, the kid figures an angle. Garnett has a wife. Oh, a lovely tomato, any way you look at her. And, brother, you look at her.
You mean the kid looks at her?
Precisely, and vice versa. You see, the kid is no bad piece of merchandise himself. 6'4" of solid muscle.
And what about his face?
Well, his face retains much of its original shape in spite of coming in contact with some of the fanciest leather in the business.
Mm-hmm. Soft music, 2 hearts in 3/4 time. I get the picture.
Well, not all of it. Don't forget Garnett, husband.
Ah, yes, triangle. 3 hearts in 2/4 time.
And that's the kid's angle. Play up to the missus while she goes for him.
So he can use her to get better terms from Garnett, huh?
Mm-hmm. Only the way I wrote it, the kid and the missus slipped the manager a dose of rap.
The way you wrote it?
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
You wrote a book based on Kid Waldo's shenanigans with Mrs. Garnett, added murder, and put it on the newsstand?
I did, so help me. And I do mean help.
I see. One of your real-life characters has read the book.
One of them, all of them.
Uh-oh.
Garnett wants to know, are his wife and his fighter really giving them the business? And if so, how do I know? My wife wants to know, how do I know? And the kid wants to know, how do I know?
Well, how do you know?
Oh, Templar, please. A writer protects his sources.
He better start protecting himself.
Well, that's where you come in.
How big did you say the kid is?
6'4".
That's where I go out.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
I don't want
Templar...
any part of it, Randy. You deserve what you're getting. You should have known better than to use a real situation.
Well, I didn't use their real names. You think I'm crazy?
No comment.
And I used a disclaimer. Any similarity, etc., you know.
Yeah, I don't know how they caught on.
But I used a switcheroo. The kid is a top heavyweight contender, but not in the book. I changed all that.
Oh, you changed all that?
Yeah, in the book, he's a lightweight.
Now, that's what I call a switcheroo.
Well, they're after my hide, so you've got to help me, Templar.
Well, what do you want me to do?
You expect me to tell the Saint his business? Oh, he'll think of something.
I already have.
Oh, great, what?
I'm out of shaving cream, so I better go right
Templar,
down to the drugstore.
Templar, I appeal to you in the name of our friendship. I'm not...
You know, Randy, I'm beginning to think of a few names for our friendship that aren't exactly appealing.
Oh, you wouldn't let me down. You couldn't.
I could try.
Is this Simon Templar speaking, my old pal, my buddy?
Oh,
The Simon Templar who saw me through the darkest hours of deadly literary tea?
Oh, Randy.
Who stood by me when the critics descended upon my first poor, defenseless brainchild? Who was the sole patron?
Stop it, Randy. You're breaking my heart. I'll do what I can for you, Randy.
Oh, good, old Templar. I knew you'd come through.
But I still don't know just what you want.
Well, it's simple, old man. These jokers are sore, all of them. Maybe they're after my hide. Well, that's what I've got to find out.
In other words, one and all would thoroughly be delighted to see you dead. And you want to know if any of them are making specific plans for such delight, huh?
Exactly. If we know what they're planning, maybe we can stop it. If not...
You have a feeling all of a sudden any resemblance between you and a living person will be strictly coincidental.
Right.
Why don't you give that punching bag a rest? It's getting tired.
Who are you?
Simon Templar. I'm a friend of Randy Patterson.
Oh?
Oh, please, kid. I want to talk to you.
I got nothing to say.
Well, then allow me.
Look, mister. My lawyers are Smith and McCormick. It's in their hands. You want to talk, talk to them.
Oh, lawyers.
Yeah, lawyers. I've been libeled. I never did none of the things it says in that book.
You didn't?
No.
Well, then how do you know that the book's about you?
How do I know? How do I know?
Yeah, how do you know?
Why, everything that happens in that book is just exactly like a... Go chase yourself, will you?
Oh, kid, you're looking the wrong way. This is my head. That's the punching bag there, see?
Yeah.
So long, kid. Yes? My name is Simon Templar. I'm looking for George Garnett.
I'm Garnett.
Do you always greet your guests with a gun?
Lately, when Monk isn't around.
Oh, who's Monk?
Bodyguard. Templar, eh? I've heard that name.
Well,
What do you want?
Well, look, I'd like to talk to you, but not in the doorway with a gun in my ribs.
All right. Come in.
Thank you.
Templar. Sit down there.
Oh, thanks.
Have to take these blamed indigestion pills. Nervous stomach. Been under a strain lately. Terrible strain. By Jove, the saint. Of course.
That's right.
Yes, sure. Templar. Well, what brings you here, Templar?
Randy Patterson asked
Patterson,
me to...
Patterson, that rat, that skunk, that murderer?
Murderer?
Accomplice, then.
Well, how so? Who's been murdered?
Nobody yet.
Well, then why?
Well, but somebody may be. Any minute, any time.
Who?
Me. That's what he said in that blasted book, isn't it? Me!
But that doesn't
mean... Yeah, me! Well, I tell you, Templar, if I get murdered, I'll hold Patterson partly responsible. So help me, I will.
Just because he said you might be killed, you have to thank him for the warning.
But he won't tell me where he got the information so I can really protect myself. No, I can't sleep. Where'd I put those pills?
You swallowed them.
Oh. Do you know, Templar? Do you know where he got the information?
No.
If you knew, would you tell? Oh, yes, you would. I'll just bet. Why'd you come here, Templar?
I've been wondering what you plan to do, so
do?
I...
Do? What can I do? Look, I got a beautiful wife. We got along. At least I thought we did. Then he says in the book... Well, you know.
Yes, I know.
Oh, confound it, Templar, a thing like that. How can you be sure? Felice says it's a lot of eyewash. That's what she says, a lot of eyewash. But I've been watching her and the kid. That's the trouble, gets you suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching. There's something between them. I know there is. But if only I could be certain. Are you sure I took those pills?
I'm sure.
I mustn't forget. Doc says I'm... Well, anyway, back to what I was saying. What was I saying?
You think there's something between Felice and the kid?
Yeah. Think. If only I was... Oh, who's kidding who? I know. And if Patterson is right about that, well, don't you see?
See what?
The murder.
Oh.
He could be right about that, too. It comes next. Yeah, the murder comes next.
Not necessarily.
That's why I got Monk. Big guy. Used to be the kid's sparring partner. Where is he? He ought to be here. Say, look, you still haven't told me what you're doing here, Templar. What do you want?
Nothing more with you, Garnett, but I would like to see Felice. Is she at home?
No, at the Hotel Bennett.
Oh?
Yes, after this business, she moved out. Said I was too suspicious. Who wouldn't be suspicious? But I love her, Templar. That's the trouble. Why did he have to... Say, do you suppose there's a chance? Oh, no. Why do I keep trying to kid myself? Get out of here, Templar, will you? Get out.
I'm going, Garnett. Goodbye.
Hey, wait a minute. Where do you think you're going, Mr.
Holmes? Monk!
Oh, Mr. Garnett, I didn't know you was here. I seen this fellow come out of the living room. I didn't know who he was.
Well, you might have asked before you broke my jaw.
Is it broke?
In at least 3 places.
Ah, you're kidding. Is she a friend of yours, Mr. Garnett?
Friend? Is anyone a friend in this dog-eat-dog world? I don't know. Help him up, Monk. I'll help myself up, thanks. All right, Monk, you want sparring practice? I'll be glad to accommodate you.
Wait a minute. What's she doing here, Mr. Garnett?
I'm not quite sure.
What, shall I throw him out?
Look, Muscle Brains, I'd already be out if you hadn't suddenly rushed to the rescue.
He's right, Monk, and speaking of rushing to the rescue, where were you?
Well, taking a nap. I've got to keep in condition.
I might have needed you.
Well, you got the Roscoe.
In that case, why do I ever need you? Say, that's a thought. Perhaps a... Well, Zambler, what are you waiting for? I thought you were going.
Well, this has been such a delightful get-together, I can hardly tear myself away.
I can tear you away if you need any help.
I doubt it, Monk. From the look of you don't do so good when the other fellow's in a position to fight back.
If you was in the ring as long as I was, you'd be kind of banged up, too. But I was plenty good, brother, plenty good. If you want to know, even Joe Lewis was scared of me. Yeah, he was scared to fight me. How do you like that? Lewis was scared to fight me.
How do you know?
Well, did he ever fight me?
Not that I know of.
All right, then.
I see what you mean. Well, goodbye again, fellas. Come in.
Mr. Templar?
Well, look what I get, and I didn't even send in any box tops.
What?
I was expecting Randy Patterson, but he can wait. In fact, I hope he does. Come in.
Mr. Templar, you've got to help me.
Well, in that case, you'd better call me Simon.
All right.
And what do I call you?
Felice Garnett.
Oh, I'm so glad to meet you, Felice. In fact, I've tried to reach you several times today.
Really? Why?
Well, you see, I'm a friend of Randy Patterson.
I didn't know he had any friends.
Well, live and learn.
Yes, and I want to keep on living. That's why I came here. If you're a friend of Patterson's, maybe I made a mistake.
Not necessarily. What brings you here?
I heard you'd been to see my husband. I wondered what your interest in us was. I'm afraid I found out.
You said you wanted me to help you.
I did. When I heard you were involved, I thought you might be just the one to turn to. Well, that was before you told me about Patterson. Any friend of his is an enemy of mine.
Of course, but Felice, I believe in the old saying, love your enemy.
It's rather difficult.
Apparently you need someone to help you. Why not give me a try? Just, what help do you need?
Well, it can't hurt to tell you. I'm being framed.
For what?
My husband's murder.
Has he been murdered?
Well, not yet, but...
You know, it's funny how everyone seems to take it for granted that he will be.
He will?
How do you know?
Well, that's what it's all about.
What?
Didn't you read the book?
Look, just because Randy wrote a book...
But that's why he wrote it, so my husband could be murdered.
Is that a fact?
Of course. Patterson wrote a book, thinly disguised, about me and my husband and Kid Waldo. In it, the kid and I plot to kill my husband. So George read it, got frightened. Now he suspects maybe we really are planning to kill him. He's even hired a bodyguard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't you see? It's all a build-up. When George really is killed, naturally, it'll look like the kid and I did it. That's the whole idea.
And Randy's in on the plot.
Of course. The real killer hired him to throw suspicion on us.
Just who is the real killer?
I don't know. That's what I wanted you to find out.
Well, it's an interesting theory, Felice.
Theory?
I'll check to see if it's anything more than that.
You will? But if Patterson's your friend,
If he's pocketing blood money, this is the end of a not-so-beautiful friendship. And then, Felice, you and I could be friends.
Oh, Simon, if you help me, we'll be more than friends.
Aren't you forgetting just one small little item?
Am I? Oh, you don't mean the kid, do you? So you don't really believe there's anything between him and me?
Perish the thought.
Well, then?
But isn't there anything else now? Think hard.
Oh, I'm no good at guessing games, Simon.
What about your husband?
He isn't either.
I mean, before you and I give way to mad rapture, shouldn't we think about him?
Oh, so that's what's bothering you. But we don't have to worry about him. He's going to be murdered.
Now, don't look now, but isn't that what you want me to prevent?
His murder? Heavens, no. I just want you to prove I had nothing to do with it.
You'd better run along, Felice.
You're angry?
No.
Well, then why?
I feel a previous engagement coming on.
Now, don't tell me you're afraid of my husband.
No, Felice.
Then I don't understand.
I'm afraid of you. Randy?
poor old boy. How are we doing?
I thought you were coming over here.
Well, I've been detained, and she didn't have a friend. But I'll be right over now if you've got something for me.
Well, I can tell you over the phone. It seems each of your opposition has picked up reinforcements.
How?
Well, the kid has a couple of lawyers.
Uh-oh. I was afraid of that.
And Garnett has a bodyguard.
Mm-hmm. How about Mrs. Garnett?
She has me.
Oh, should have known. Want to look at her and you...
I'm still running.
What?
But I'm afraid you're going to have to tell me who did your research for you, Randy.
Templer, I told you it was strictly confidential.
Well, you can either tell me now or the police later.
Police?
Mm-hmm, because your characters seem determined to act out the finale of your opus. Garnett is already shopping for a coffin.
But I just made up that stuff about the murder. I don't think the kid and the gal would really knock him off.
The consensus is that somebody would, so you'd better talk.
But I gave my word.
Did that ever stop you before?
Templer, to think that you should say such a thing. You who've been so close.
The trouble is, we've been too close.
All right, all right. I'm a no good, a heel, a liar. I'd sell my soul for a mess of pottage, but at least Templer has always been the best pottage.
Mm-hmm. Now, will you please stop talking and talk?
You want me to betray a confidence?
I thought we'd agreed it's in character.
How true. How very, very true. Well, the only...
Randy! Randy! Randy!